ABC Radio Australia.
Turning to some news out of Tonga, where the alleged murder of a prominent Tongan LGBTQI activist has caused heartache, not just in his home country, but among queer communities across the Pacific. Police have charged a 27-year-old man over the weekend with the death of Polikalepo Kefu, who was the president of the Tongan Ladies Association, a queer rights group. His death has sparked wider debates about the safety of LGBTQI people across the Pacific, as Marion Farr reports.
To those who knew him, Polikalepo Kefu was like no other.
If I have to describe Poly, Polikalepo was absolutely a one in a million.
Joey Jolene Mataela is executive director of the Tonga Laters Association, an advocacy and support group for queer people in Tonga that Mr. Kefu was president of before he died. The 41-year-old was the alleged victim of a brutal attack on Saturday. Tongan police have now charged a 27-year-old man with murder after he handed himself over to police that night. In a statement, Tonga's Deputy Police Commissioner, Tavita Viley, said their thoughts were with Mr. Kefu's family and the wider community. And there's been an outpouring of grief among those who knew Mr. Kefu.
And it's so hard to think clearly. The whole lot of the team were, like, drained. We didn't even know what to say or even what to do.
Joey Jolene Mataela says Mr. Kefu, or Polly as he was known, was a passionate advocate for the rights of LGBTQI people in Tonga and around the Pacific.
He was a mentor to a lot of people. He was not only an activist or human rights defender, but he was also a parent, a single parent, for two of his nephews who he raised.
He was also a communications officer for the Tonga Red Cross Society and secretary for the Media Association of Tonga. In 2018, he featured in a documentary called Latest in Waiting about transgender women in Tonga. Police are continuing to gather evidence about the alleged murder, and they haven't released any details about possible motives. But the death is already sparking broader debate about violence against gay, trans and gender diverse people across the Pacific.
Our homes in the Pacific Islands are still very homophobic and transphobic.
Shalil Lal is a trans non-binary person from Fiji who now lives in Aotearoa, New Zealand. They say there are very real dangers for queer Pacifica people, especially those who speak out.
Because the community constantly lives in the fear of exactly this. Because when we are talking about our lives, we are serious. We are not just trying to exaggerate the situation to make it look like our lives are constantly in danger. Our lives are constantly in danger, so we are not shocked.
It's a concern echoed by Ken Moala, co-chair of the Oceania section of the International Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Trans and Intersex Association.
It's all about discrimination. We are considered pariahs in the general community, and we've faced a lot of violence. In seven countries in the Pacific, it is still illegal to be a homosexual, and they have laws criminalizing homosexuality. And this has been actually left over from the colonial times. And, you know, we're here to try and remove them or repeal them because it is impacting on our community.
Shalil Lal believes much more needs to be done to protect the rights and the safety of those in the LGBTQI community.
So proper education, proper laws, and it does not end there because you can say that you're not allowed to discriminate against queer people, but how do you enforce that? So let's ensure that discrimination just doesn't happen. We cut it off at the roots. So educate and then ensure that queer people are safe. We have the proper health care. We have the right resources to seek help. We have jobs to fund our lives. So it's not just about passing a token law. It's about ensuring that queer people have all their needs met in all respects of life.
Mr. Moala agrees, but he says taking the time to grieve and remember Mr. Kefu is the first step.
I'm quite sad that we need to have this occasion, which is a very tragic occasion, to highlight these areas. And I think it's important we do. But this is a time for grieving and this is a time for mourning. And we need to take our time to think of Polly. He was an amazing person.